Hi everyone, and welcome to the Planorama podcast, brought to you by the Ryerson Planning Alumni Association. Planorama is a fun, easy-listening, interview-style podcast where each episode we'll be chatting with Ryerson Planning grads from all age ranges, programs, and backgrounds. We'll be talking about everything from favorite planning buzzwords to favorite field trip memories. And I'm your host, Ashley Patton. Begin, I wanted to answer a few questions you might be asking yourself. Why a podcast? Who is the Ryerson Planning Alumni Association and who am I? Well, let me tell you. My name is Ashley and I'm a proud Ryerson Planning undergraduate alumni and have been on the committee since graduating in 2016. I've been working at the firm MHBC for the past 2 years out of our Woodbridge office. I'm a big fan of podcasts, especially when it involves listening to people's stories. So I thought, hey, a podcast would be a fun way of getting to know other planners who have also graduated from Ryerson and listen to their stories in a fun and comfortable setting. So what does the Ryerson Planning Alumni Association have to do with any of this? The RPAA exists to connect students, professionals, and Ryerson Planning graduates in meaningful ways, whether that's through our annual spring reception or through means such as this podcast. So to kick off the Planorama podcast, I was able to sit down and chat with two of my colleagues who I work with at MHBC, Armando Lopes and Celeste Salvagna. They're both great people to work with. They're down to earth, they're organized, they're both incredible communicators and project managers. Plus, they both have a really great sense of humor. So without further ado, here's my chat with Armando and Celeste.
So hello, everyone. I have with me Celeste Salvagna and Armando Lopes. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first? All right. Well, like Ashley said, my name is Celeste. I'm a planner here at MHBC. Graduated Ryerson in 2014. Yeah.
That makes me feel old. I'm Armando Lopes. I'm an associate planner at MHBC. And I graduated in 2006.
And you both graduated from the undergrad program?
Yes.
Yeah.
So why planning? What made you get into urban planning?
Because I didn't get into architecture. Seriously, yeah.
What about you, Celeste?
Well,
it's my fallback. It's close enough.
Option B. Family friends were planners. So just when I was kind of deciding in high school, like, what to do, just talking with them, it was just, like, super interesting. I didn't really know what to expect, but it all worked out. So, yeah. So
That's
thanks
awesome.
To them.
Yeah. My next question is, what is a planning buzzword that drives you crazy or you think is overused or misused?
Mine would be complete communities. I think it's overused a lot, especially when going through official plans. It's almost like every other word is complete communities. Yeah. I get it. I get why it's used, but it's just like, all right, get it. Yeah.
I would say smart growth, because what other growth is there? If it's not smart, it's not good. So why would we put smart in front of growth? So that's my,
Okay, fun question now. Best field trip memory.
Okay. New York. This has nothing to do with planning.
Yeah,
mine doesn't have
not.
Anything to do with it.
It was a club that we were at that was very fun. In the meatpacking district.
Ooh.
And actually, one of my friends, woman friends, was about to get drunk beyond. was about to get into a limo with Lenny Kravitz and his posse until I dragged her away because who knows what would have happened.
Oh my gosh.
So that was pretty wild.
That's
cool. On a planning note.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun with former Toronto Chief Planner Paul Bedford, who joined us. So that was...
Yeah.
That does sound like fun. Mm-hmm. Celeste, what about you?
Mine was my field trip to Boston. So that was really fun. Like, overall, it was great. But my favorite memory of that trip was definitely playing beer pong against the professors on the trip. And betting a grade on it. So, yeah, we decided, like me and my girlfriend who were playing against our professors, we decided we would have that go on, and they creamed us, which was, like, really embarrassing.
So what mark did you have to get?
We were just, like, we would get an A plus in the grade. Like, if we won, we would get an A plus. And so, yeah, we lost, but we still did well, so it's fine. But that was fun.
Yeah. So who's your favorite professor at Ryerson?
So I would say there's two. Mr. Springer at the time. I don't know if you guys...
Yeah, I had him. Did you have him too?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool. He was kind of like, you could talk to him. He would, he was patient with you. He was funny.
Yeah.
And then the other personality was, Mitch Cosney, who was a straight shooter, who made planning look like a celebrity profession, because I would see him roll in on his in his Jag. But yeah, he was pretty cool. I liked his honesty as well, and the fact that he kind of spoke the truth, if you will.
Celeste, yours?
Mine would be Amborski. I had my fourth year studio with him.
Close third.
Was it? Yeah. No. Anyways, no, he was my fourth year studio prof, and he helped me get my first job and stuff like that. So, yeah, he's pretty cool. He was also the professor I played against in beer pong.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Another would be Kelly Snow. He's pretty fun. Yeah, his classes were fun.
So next question is, what is your favorite city and why? Either to visit or maybe you've lived in it.
Do you want me to go?
Sure.
All right. I chose Istanbul. Because going into there, I didn't really know, like traveling, obviously I haven't lived there, but didn't really know what to expect, but it was really amazing. Just like the diversity and culture. Being both in like Asia and Europe, just the different religions that are in there, obviously the food and just, yeah, overall culture was really incredible. So that would be thus far my favorite.
Huh.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I would say it's a tie between Lisbon and Rome. Lisbon gets the upper hand because I am Portuguese and I can speak and understand and not get ripped off. But probably like any city, it's what I appreciate about it is the culture and the food, the architecture. It's very diverse in that city. You have really old, you have new, almost Parisian type architecture. There's water, there's hills, so on every hill there's a different neighborhood, which is very unique. And also, I mean, vistas from all vantage points in the city, so yeah, I really enjoy Lisbon.
Last question here was, what was your favorite or most memorable project or class, whether it was like your studio or just another class or...
One of my favorite classes was an urban design class I took. I think it was fourth year. Yeah, it was fourth year. The professor was Sheila McCartney. Yeah, she's super awesome and really fun. Like, her teaching style is really great. And what I liked about this course was that the students in architecture could also take this course, and she made us partner up with someone who was taking that. So it kind of allowed us to kind of see different perspectives and like our during each project. And so that was like really fun. I learned a lot just like having to work with different styles of learning, and also like the urban design was like really out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool. And she's pretty awesome. And my project got featured in like the Urban Space Gallery. So that was pretty fun. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to go to like
the
opening night and
yeah.
like hang out. It was pretty cool. And it was like, ooh, there's your project.
Yeah, what year was that?
Fourth year. I'm pretty sure it was fourth year.
And what, like, year you... So, you said 2014 graduated?
Yeah, it
would have
been 2014.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Armando?
It's been so long, I'm not sure that I have. I most enjoyed the studio classes.
Yeah.
And working with the professionals per that course, whatever it was. but there was, I think it was first year, that it was just kind of like I don't know if you do this, but it's like a graphic component. So there's
you draw
a logo. And
yes.
First year
yeah.
studio. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very basic, but I think one of the tasks was to draw a house, do up like blueprints. And wanting to have been an architect, failed architect. We went through the exercise, and I was the only one to get a perfect score.
Wow.
So, and there was some other students, some other colleagues were a little jealous.
Mm.
I'm not going to name any names, but if they're listening, they'll know who they are. So, yeah.
Well, thanks, guys, for taking the time out of your busy day to speak to the Ryerson Planning alumni community. So, thanks. Any last words?
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Go planning. Forget architecture.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you enjoyed our chat with Celeste and Armando. Stay tuned for the next episode of Planorama.
Podcast are provided for information purposes only. The views, ideas, commentary, strategies, and suggestions expressed in the content of this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not represent the view of Ryerson University. Ryerson University makes no representations as to the accuracy or completeness of any information distributed through the podcast, website, or any website found by following any link on the website. Ryerson does not endorse any product or service referenced on this podcast or website. Ryerson University is not liable for any error or omission contained in the information posted on this podcast or website.